Welcome to Christian worship at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. For those both in person and joining us over the radio, we gather to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. We join in the festival order of worship as contained in your service folder. Jesus is risen. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Our lives are hidden with Christ Jesus.
He is the source of our eternal salvation.
He lives, we too shall live. The joy of Christ's resurrection renews our lives now.
Jesus will restore our lives eternally.
I invite you to stand for our processional hymn, An Earthquake at the Break of Day. And immortality were brought to light. O Jesus Christ, by your sinless life, shameful death, and glorious resurrection, full payment has been made for our sins. O Holy Spirit, by your life-giving power, we have been brought to a living hope of eternal life through the work of Jesus. Triune God, you are the source of our life and salvation. We come before you on this great day to confess our unworthiness of your goodness to us in Jesus Christ, our resurrected Savior, and to beg your forgiveness for our many sins which caused Jesus to be born, to live, and to die on the cross for us. Forgive us, O Lord, for we daily sin much and deserve nothing but punishment. We call Jesus Christ our Lord, but we do not serve him. We say he is the way, but we follow our own selfish paths.
We
Glory be to God on high. Christ our Lord is risen from death. We who were lost in our sins now share in Christ's victory.
Hallelujah. He is risen from the dead.
Because Jesus lives, we are alive to God and dead to sin. In the stead and by the command of our risen Savior Jesus, as his called and ordained servant of the Word, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, for our redemption, you gave your only begotten Son to the death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection, delivered us from the power of the enemy. Grant that all our sin may be drowned through daily repentance, and that day by day we may arise to live before you in righteousness and purity forever. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Old Testament reading appointed for the resurrection of our Lord is recorded in the prophet Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. At that time, declares the Lord, I will be the God of all the clans of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness when Israel sought for rest. The Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Again, I will build you, and you shall be built, O Virgin Israel. Again, you shall adorn yourself with tambourines, and you shall go forth in the dance of the merrymakers. Again, you shall plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant and shall enjoy the fruit. For there shall be a day when watchmen will call in the hill country of Ephraim, Arise and let us go up to Zion, to the Lord our God. This is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak responsively the gradual. Christ is risen from the dead. He has given him dominion over the works of his hands.
He has put all things under his feet.
The epistle reading is recorded in the third chapter of Paul's letter to the Colossians in the New Testament. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. This is the word of our Lord. We sing our hymn of joy, hymn 457, Jesus Christ is risen today. Hymn 457, we will stand for the last stanza. Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord had descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We join together in our Easter confession of faith as printed in your worship folder.
I believe that on the first day of the week, God anointed his Son Jesus with the power of the Holy Spirit and raised him living from the dead. I believe that in the person of Jesus Christ, God's might and power have broken into our fallen world. I believe that Jesus now proclaims his victory over all the forces of sin. I believe in the love of Jesus Christ and boldly confess that my Lord, who was crucified, now lives, raised from the dead by the mighty Spirit of God. I believe that through the Holy Spirit, we bear witness to the power of God's love and await the glorious return of Jesus Christ. While we are waiting, God gives us new energy to declare, "Jesus is our risen Lord. Alleluia."
You may be seated. We sing as our hymn of the day, hymn 949, "Heavenly Hosts in Ceaseless Worship," hymn 949. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our risen and living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon meditation is recorded in the fifth chapter of the book of Revelation, verses 5 and 6, printed for you in your worship folder. The Apostle John writes, "And one of the elders said to me, 'Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals. And between the throne and the four living creatures, and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing, as though it had been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes. which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Our Christian faith is a contrast of opposites. We are both sinners living in rebellion against our God, and saints who are covered with the holiness of our God. Our baptism puts to death our old sinful nature, while at the same time bringing to life a new and a holy nature within us. By God's grace, we are free from the requirements of God's law for our salvation, but at the same time, as saved people, we freely and gladly live our lives according to God's holy will. At a Christian funeral, we view a dead body, but we also celebrate that person's continued eternal life in heaven. Two verses here in the middle of Revelation chapter 5 show us that these contrasts of our Christian life come from the person of our Lord Jesus Christ himself. Jesus is both a lion and a lamb, creatures in the animal kingdom which are on the opposite ends of the food chain. Jesus looks as if he had been slain, defeated by death, but he also stands, risen from the dead, and alive among us. At the beginning of Revelation chapter 5, things are looking bad in heaven. The book of life, which is in the hand of the divine judge, is unopened and thus unread. There is no one worthy to see its contents. That is God's plan for our salvation. It is enough to make the Apostle John cry as he witnesses this vision. There looks to be no hope for sinful humanity. But this chapter is a homecoming celebration. It is the heavenly ticker tape parade for its hometown hero who is returning in great victory. Don't cry, John is told. There is good news. Look, there is one who is worthy to open the scroll and bring salvation to the world. He is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Well, as we know, a lion is the king of beasts, the one to whom all other animals submit, a ferocious and a powerful creature. Well, Jesus does indeed fit this description. He has taken upon himself the wrath of God against our sin. He has conquered Satan, the ancient enemy of God and his people. So John looks, expecting to see a lion in all of its mighty majesty. But instead, he sees a lamb in all of its lowly humility. A lamb was an animal of sacrifice. For years and years throughout the Old Testament, lambs had been offered in God's earthly temple for the forgiveness of his people's sins. But now has come the one whom John the Baptist called the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. All the previous sacrificial lambs were just previews of this one lamb, who is the complete and the final sacrifice for the sins of all people. Jesus is the eternal Son of God, whose sinless human life makes him a pure and a perfect sacrificial offering on our behalf. Jesus takes our sinfulness upon himself so that we can benefit from his holiness. Earthly kingdoms use majestic and ferocious animals as their symbols. There is the Russian bear, the British lion, the French tiger, and our own American eagle. But the most powerful and longest-lasting kingdom of all, the Holy Christian Church, has a lamb as its symbol. Jesus Christ, our leader. For a lamb to be the instrument of forgiveness, though, it had to be killed. Its blood had to be shed. Its life had to end. So also is it with the Lamb of God Jesus Christ. For him to be our Savior, to be our source of forgiveness, he too has to be slain. And so he was. Executed upon a criminal's cross, the innocent Lamb of God was killed as if he were the most guilty sinner of all. That is what we observed, what we witnessed, and what we remembered on Good Friday, the death of Jesus Christ upon the cross. The slain Lamb of God paid the price to free us from the guilt and the punishment of our sins. Well, today, this death of Jesus on the cross is a past event. It is over and it is done. In Revelation chapter 5, we see the heavenly celebration of Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Now Jesus, the slain lamb, stands alive as the victor over death and the conqueror of the grave. Yet this past event of Jesus' death does have ongoing meaning for us. For in our risen Savior Jesus, the sins that we commit every day are forgiven and forgotten by our God. We celebrate the benefits of Jesus' death for us here in this Lord's Supper. For we receive his body and his blood that were given and shed for us upon the cross, and are now present for us here under the earthly elements of bread and wine. What John sees in his heavenly vision of Revelation chapter 5 is what we today witness here in this sacrament. The slain Lamb Jesus standing alive among us. A lion with all of its power. A lamb living after its sacrificial death. Both of these are proper descriptions of Jesus Christ. He is worthy of all worship. That is the response of the hosts of heaven in Revelation chapter 5. Today, this Easter Sunday, and every day that we gather together for Christian worship, we join in this heavenly harmony, singing to our Lord and Savior Jesus, "Blessing and honor and glory and might be yours forever and ever." And all God's people say, "Amen." Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in our Lord and in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue with the prayer of the church as printed for us in our worship folder. I invite you to stand. On this glorious day of new life restored, give us the hope of salvation, O Lord, and teach us to say, God wants all to come to a knowledge of his truth and be saved through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we wake or sleep, we might live with him. On this great day of death conquered by our risen Savior, give us the hope of triumph over death, O Lord, and teach us to say, since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in death. On this blessed day of victory over Satan's powers, give to us the hope of eternal life, O Lord, and teach us to say, by your great mercy, we have been born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance which is kept in heaven for us. O Lord God, you have remembered our need for salvation through the death and resurrection of our Savior Jesus. We now ask that you would remember those in need of your healing comfort, including Ron, Roy, Donna, Evelyn, Nolan, Lindsay, Ryan, Bryce, Zachary, Brandy, Avery, Margie, Jeff, Debbie, Reverend Hagen, Gail, Randy, Lori, Kelly, Alan, David, Danny, Inez, Mary Lou, Kathy, Elliot, Reverend Snyder, Rhonda, and those we name before you silently in our hearts. We pray that you would continue to provide for the lives of your servants, Janet, Norma, Walter, Millie, Dolores, Dorothy, Carol, and Phyllis. We thank you for those who serve us in your name as elected and appointed government officials, as members of our nation's military, including McKenna and Drake, as law enforcement agents, including Ethan, as firefighters, emergency responders, and healthcare workers. We pray for your divine peace to replace our human hatred in those many places of our world now possessed by war and violence. We join with Trey and Emma and their families in thanking you for the birth of their son, Colson, grateful for his safe delivery and praying for the strength and growth of his young life. We ask that you would bless our future pastor, John Engvall, and his wife, Teffy, as they plan their move to serve us here at Emmanuel, proclaiming your word to us and sharing your sacraments with us. We trust that you will provide for his current congregation at Bethlehem as they prepare for an upcoming pastoral vacancy. Into your hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grant that all may come to know and believe that Jesus has risen from the dead for them. Amen. You may be seated. We continue our worship with the gathering of our offerings. We stand as we join in the singing of the offertory as printed for us in our worship. The liturgy of Holy Communion is printed in our worship folders. The Lord is with his people, now may he be with you.
The Lord is with his servants, now may he be with you.
Lift up your hearts in praise to God.
To God we lift them up.
Let us give thanks and praise to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and proper, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. But chiefly do we praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the Lamb who was offered for us and has taken away the sins of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again he has restored us to everlasting life. Therefore, with the angels and saints of heaven, we worship and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing. Teach us all to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night on which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of our Lord be with you always. May be seated.
Welcome to the table of our Lord.
Thank you.
Now may this true body and true blood of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith into life everlasting. Go now in God's peace. Amen. We stand as we join in our post-communion collect. We thank you, Lord of heaven and earth, for raising your Son, Jesus Christ, from the dead, and through him promising us eternal life. As you have promised, we trust in you to strengthen us in faith through this sacrament you have given us. We ask you to rule in our hearts so that we may proclaim our risen and living Savior Jesus to a world lost and suffering in sin. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. May God the Father, who raised his Son from the dead, may God the Son, who lives and rules forever, may God the Holy Spirit give you the light of our risen Savior.
The Holy Spirit gives us the light of life.
May our triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you and preserve you now and forever. We remain standing as we sing our closing hymn. It is hymn 547, The Lamb, hymn 547.